Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man whose trust is in man and makes the flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. That's some good stuff right there. This is our foundational scripture for this cultivating trust and inspire. Look what it says. Cursed. This word cursed encompasses everything from the fall. All evil. Now watch. Cursed is the man whose trust is in man and makes the flesh his strength. Look what happens. Whose heart departs from the Lord. You see, when you make the flesh your strength, your heart's automatically departed from the Lord. What are the two greatest commandments in the New Testament? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. You see that? But when you're trying to do it, your heart has departed from the Lord. That's command and control. So when you're trying to controlling and commanding it, then what's it say? Give me the next one. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes. You can't even see the good and it's on the end of your nose. You can't see it when you're trying to do it yourself. God's trying to get good to you, the best for you, but you can't see it because you're trying to do it in your own strength. You see this? And shall not see when good comes, but will inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. There's no presence of God. You see this? Now watch. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Remember the word blessed? Asher. Emotionally wealthy. When you're emotionally wealthy, you can navigate your emotions, no matter what situation you're in. But this takes time and it takes maturity. Now pay attention, this is important. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Remember, we're talking about trust. Trust and inspire. This is what we're cultivating. Cultivating a body of believers and people. Trust and inspire, not command and control. Majority of the world operates under command and control. Businesses, churches, families live command and control. You see that? So this is why we got to grow and understand trust and inspire. You see, when you don't trust people, that affects you. Well, I don't trust anybody. You have a major problem. Here's what happens. You try to defend yourself and protect yourself. You can't see the good when it's coming. You get that? Yeah. This is significant. And this is what we got to grow and understand. When you begin to understand this, it brings freedom in your life. This is a whole nother paradigm shift. This is a whole way to another way to live. This is the new creation. This is the new heaven and the new earth. This is the way we live. You see that? It's going to be trust and inspire forever. But we're starting it now. Amen? We're supposed to be bringing heaven to earth. Trust is in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord? For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and shall not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. This is what God wants us all to be. No matter what we go through, He wants you to continue to produce fruit that advances his kingdom, that shows people Christ. You see that? When you show people Christ, now you're anointed. Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ is the anointed one and his anointing, the Messiah. In other words, he's ruling in you. And that's where the kingdom is. Jesus said the kingdom isn't over there or over there or out there. It's in here. It's inside you. And that's what he wants. He wants the kingdom ruling in you. And now you see people that used to really get on your last one and really mess with you, they don't have anything anymore. Because you keep loving them. You keep giving them grace and mercy. You see this? Because the king is ruling in you. Now get a hold of this. This happens only by principles. We have to learn the principles of God's wisdom and his word. We have to grow in that. Now, it says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. You see that? So the idea is, we're going to get understanding. That's what we're doing today. We're getting understanding. That's why we have Wednesday night. That's why we have life groups. That's why we do everything we can around God's word. And we're getting an understanding. What's understanding do? Proverbs 2:11 and through 12. Understanding will keep you and deliver you from the evil way. You see, when you grow and you get those principles in place, they start to work for you. Now look, I'm going to read about some of these principles. And you're going to listen to me read for a minute, because I want to just get up here and spit and carry on and preach. But I want you to listen, okay? It's important. You paying attention? Principles have been given to us to govern. And that's what the Holy Spirit, he's our governor. He takes those principles in you, and he starts to govern your life and helps you in your decision-making and your processing, making your decisions and how you live your life. So now look, principles are a universal and natural laws that apply at all times, in all cultures, and in all contexts. Power and position does not ultimately govern human effectiveness. Now here he's using the word power as it would be a conventional power. Like, okay, I'm the pastor of this church. You're going to listen to me. See, that's conventional power and position. It's empty. When it comes to helping people, you with me? Now listen. Trust and inspire, aligned with enduring principles, it works in any context, in any relationship, any time, in the midst of any change. Not only is it the most relevant approach today, it will be the most relevant approach tomorrow and for all eternity. Pay attention, listen. In a sense, this is a new way to lead, but it isn't really new. Instead, it has been and always will be the most effective way to lead. Regardless of the era you live in or what's going on, because it is based on the most accurate and complete paradigm of people and leadership. Trust and inspire leaders. Their beliefs are what makes this powerful. Listen, because they don't just simply agree intellectually, they consistently live them out. But we got to know what they are to live them out. You paying attention? It says we walk by faith and not by sight, right? Now listen, trust and inspire is the principle. Would be like gravity to a rock climber. My son used to climb rocks. Man, he'd be way up there and I think, yikes, I just didn't want to, you know? But if you mess up, you're going down. That's the way gravity works, right? You paying attention? If you ignore these principles, you do it at your own risk and your own peril. Work with them, and they will work for you. Stewardship of these principles is what we need to learn and grow in. Stewardship. Listen. Stewardship of a trust and inspire leader is that leadership is stewardship. Everyone in this room is a leader. People don't want to be controlled. They want to be led. Everybody. Remember, Donita? You're not the boss of me. I know that. And I'm glad I'm not. And boy, you know what I tell her? You're not the boss of me. But you know what? We were like two kids last night. I mean, tickling and laughing, and it's just, I can't even put it in words. Paradise. You get these things working. Please listen. Stewardship is a responsibility that implies the highest level of trust or being entrusted. You see, stewardship, this is what the Bible is all about. Tithing. God has entrusted you with money, and you're to steward it His way. If you're broke, busted, and disgusted, because you don't have His principles in place. You get His principles in place, it's like gravity. It's going to work. Are you listening to me? You're going to go up the mountain. You're going to make it. But if you don't have it in place, that's going to be a problem in your life, always. Just a little side note. Stewardship. Now listen, when we have a stewardship mindset, we have been given a job to do, and we've been entrusted to see it through. And that's what a pastor is. I'm here stewarding this flock, and I'm trying to help these, because we're waiting until Jesus comes. And if you're connected in this church, you're going to be with Jesus.
Amen.
And it's going to work. When He comes, you'll be there. I'm just trying to help you see something. Now watch this. There's three principles I want to talk to you about. You ready? Number one is model. Now, that means you're supposed to model. I don't mean you walk around like you big stuff. That means you modeling that people are watching you. You know what model means? Who you are. That's what model. When you model, you're modeling who you are. You catching this? The second principle is trust. How you lead. The third principle is inspire. To connect to the why. Our connection to the why is the cause of Christ and His kingdom being advanced. That's our connection, and that's the why we're here. That's the why we're showed up together. Now watch. And when we're doing that, you know who you are. Now pay attention. Who you are, model, refers to leaders' credibility. Credibility and moral authority, and to the behavioral virtues needed today. So when you're modeling, that's what you're doing. You're showing people at work. You're showing people in your family. You're showing people in school. You're showing people in church. This is how we do it. You're modeling who you are. True identity. That's why all this other stuff doesn't work. Because it's not their true identity. Am I making sense? I'm not going to try to speak all them letters. But I'm just trying to let you know. Who you are should come from Jesus, your creator. Now listen. So we're talking about modeling. That's the one I'm going to focus on today. The principle. Okay? Modeling. But the third principle, what was it? What was the first one? Modeling. What was the second one?
Trust.
What's the third one?
Inspire.
Now we got one more. Connect to the why. Connect to the why is how leaders connect with people and connect to purpose and inspire others to fulfill it. You see that? You know what I'm saying? It's just the way it is. Because we are connected. Now watch. Trust and inspire leaders. Stand out. You feel different around them. You feel different around them than you do around command and control leaders. So you still paying attention? We're focusing on modeling. Let's look at this. Still paying attention? Children have never been very good at listening to their elders. That includes parents. But they never, never have failed to imitate them. You know, I was in the bathroom, And the little father has his little son in there. His little son's washing his hands just like his daddy. You know, it just makes you think. It's they imitate. They do that more than they listen. So we need to model more. Are we making sense? Our example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing. The word influence. The etymology of that word comes from the word influenzima. You can have the flu and you give it to somebody inside. They'll get it. They'll catch it. It's the way influence works. We're not out to give everybody the flu. We're out to influence them. What you got on the inside. Are we making sense? Our example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing. Modeling is who you are. Modeling is who you are. It is the source of credibility and moral authority as a leader. Modeling is built on the fundamental beliefs that enduring influence is created from the inside out. Did you catch that? And that leaders go first. That's right. You paying attention? Leadership is not a popularity contest. It's a credibility contest. You see, we're supposed to be modeling Christ and let people know he's credible. You put your trust in him,
right?
It's going to start working out for you.
Right.
You see that? You're going to get you a smile on your face, and you're going to be able to pay your bills, and you're going to start loving who you are. You're going to look in the mirror and say, look what the Lord has done. Yeah. Am I making sense? Because you love yourself. Amen? Listen, it is better to be trusted than to be liked. You see, if you're trying to get everybody to like you, you're trying to please everybody. That's the fear of man right there. You see that? It says the fear of man, Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man is a snare. But they that trust in the Lord shall be secure,
right.
Safe, amen. Stable, secure. Are you catching this? You know, I'm into psychology. You know, it's something I'm really into. Go figure. Study of the soul. I'm a pastor. Don't you think I ought to be into psychology a little bit? You know what? I grew up with a mother that was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. Her last 13 years of her life, she didn't take medicine. I got to visit her and got to know her better than I ever knew her growing up. But when I was little, she was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. And they put her in a mental hospital, the state hospital over on Wayne Avenue, when I was 5 years old. I remember going and visiting her. And one day we went to see her, just not long after they put her in there. I hated it. I hated it because I wanted her to come home. I'm telling you, I couldn't stand it. So we were leaving, my dad and I, and he's holding my hand, and there's a little walk out, and you look up, and there's a first floor, and there's a second floor. And she was on the second floor in her room. And she told me, she says, Freddie, now when you get out on the walk, you look up, I want to say goodbye to you. And so I got out on the sidewalk, and I'm looking up, and she draws the curtain back, and opens the window, and her friend in her room, she had a roommate. They had to live in the same room. She says, Mary, look at Freddie. He's so handsome. Oh, man. It's like it was yesterday. I started bawling. I said, Mommy, I want you to come home. I just started falling apart. I said, I want you to come home. And I ran to the car and got in the car, and I got behind the seat, and I just started telling God, why can't she come home? Why can't she come home? And then my dad opens the door and puts his big hand on my head in the back of the seat. He says, Freddie, Daddy loves you. When he said that, it's like, whew, it just like all my trust went to him. Are you listening to me? He has a hand on me. And it's like, that's where my trust went. And it's like, that's really the way God is. When sometimes when you get the most pain you're experiencing, if you'll run to him. And really, run to him. Cry out. You can tell him you don't like it. You can tell. He'll let you know how much he loves you. And he's going to, why did I start talking about this? The two things in psychology that bring real change in people's lives, pain and consequences. Are you catching this? This is why you come to a church like this, there's going to be some pain. The worst thing you can do is run. You'll fall apart. You see that? When you know your Father loves you, you hang in there. He does a healing work in your life that just, you can't even explain it. That's why you become a Jesus freak. you'll be, what was that, you know? You'll be singing and carrying on. Now look, so we're going to look at a model. Let's go to Philippians chapter 1. Now look at Paul here. The reason we're looking at him, he's a model for us. And this is the way we're supposed to process things. This has been given for our example and a model. You paying attention? But I want you to know. He says, I want you to know. Kenoskos. I want you to know this thing. I want you to understand this thing. Brethren. He calls them brethren. Now, this is the Philippian church. This is the first church Paul started in Macedonia. Paul was laboring for the gospel and started this church. And now he's in jail for preaching the gospel. You know why? Because he went first. What do leaders do? They go first. He says, I want you to know, brethren. Now, this word brethren is the word adelphos. And that is a Greek word, which means from the same womb. You see? Well, how does that work? If you're born again, if you're a child of God, then we're all from the same womb. Pay attention. It says in 1 Peter 1:23, we were born again, not of a corruptible seed, but an incorruptible seed through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Because the flesh is as the grass, and the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. For the grass withers and the flower fades away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. You see? When you understand who you are and you're a child of God, you have something in you to help you endure no matter what situation you face in this life. You have a power in you that will endure and overcome. That's why we're called overcomers.
Come on.
Now watch. That's it. So we're all from the same womb. Just say, yeah, we are. If you're born again, if you're not born again, you better not say it. All right, now watch. That the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. What's he talking about? He's talking about being put in prison for no more than preaching the gospel. See his attitude? He says, all this is happening to me for just preaching the gospel. One gospel. Remember? Ortho, remember? Straight with the gospel. Paul was being straight with the gospel. Now, look at it, look. All these things happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of this gospel. This word furtherance, it's a military word. It means to remove obstacles out of the way so we can win the battle. You see that? 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, thanks be to God who always leads us into triumph and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. If he's leading you, it's always into victory. Always. Watch this. For the furtherance of the gospel. The word furtherance also means to pioneer an advancement. So in other words, some of us are going through things we've never been through before. Well, how do I manage this? I've never gone through anything like this. This is difficult. God's calling you to be a pioneer in your emotions. Your emotions. He wants you to respond emotionally in a healthy way. People ought to be able to look at you and they don't think you're falling apart. You're going through something, they don't even know it. Am I making sense? Because you're pioneering something. You're experiencing something for the first time. It's working. You see this? Now watch. For the furtherance of the gospel. Good news. The too good to be true news. Look what he says. But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happen. How many of you know things happen? Any things happen to anybody this week? Things just happen, don't they? But you know what? They're not supposed to have us. We can have them. We can overcome them. That's right. Give me the next one. So that it has become evident to the whole palace guard. Now the palace guard, this was an upper echelon bunch. These were educated folks. Folks guarding him. They were guarding Paul in the jail. Paul's communicating with the Philippian church. They're coming and sending letters in and talking to him. But now the palace guard they're guarding him. They're chained to him. I mean, you know, ball and chain. Round the clock. Now they didn't want to hear no gospel. They didn't want to hear this. Too bad. Paul says, I got some good news for you. Don't you like that? Too bad. This is the way it works. Paul is a model. He's helping us to understand how to respond to difficult places. Now watch. And to all the rest, people in the church, people in the community, that my chains are where? In Christ. In other words, these chains those chains are in Christ. Christ is the anointed one and his anointing. That is power. That's the Holy Spirit power, supernatural power. Isaiah 10 talks about the anointing is yoke-destroying, burden-lifting.
Amen.
In other words, my burdens are lifted and my yokes are destroyed. Right. I'm free, even though I got this chain around my ankle. Right. I'm free. Because I'm in Christ.
Amen.
And what I say to you in Christ is going to keep you up all night. It's going to have influence. You're going to catch it. Now watch. Look what happens. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident at my chains, are much more bold to speak the word of God without fear. In other words, the way he was, it started to get on people. It was influencing people. And now they're getting bold for the Lord. They're getting bold with the gospel. That's what happens when you get it and you start being it and modeling it. Others are going to start taking note and becoming bold. Now watch. Some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sidney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sidney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.